Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader.
The threshold of 15% of the parliamentary party seeking a vote of confidence in the Prime Minister has been passed. Therefore, a vote of confidence will take place within the rules of the 1922 committee.
Even when they win, Tory party leaders should be wary of confidence votes. In 1989, Margaret Thatcher won a challenge with the backing of 84% of her colleagues. On the face of it, a big victory, but that dissenting 16% was a danger signal from within the party. 12 months on, she was facing a new battle against Michael Heseltine. She won that vote too, but not by enough, and withdrew before a second ballot took place. More recently, we could look at the fate of Theresa May. In December 2018, she got 63% of the vote. 5 months later, she handed in her notice. Much of the process is done in secrecy. We don't know the names of those who hand in their letters to the chair of the 1922 committee calling for a vote. Some of those who publicly support a Prime Minister could be privately plotting against them. Meanwhile, negotiations take place in quiet offices, deals are made, promises too, and sometimes not just by the person in charge. Challengers can be negotiators as well. Our political editor, Nicholas Cecil, is in our Westminster office and joins me now to explain how it all works.
Well, so what happens is that if at least 54 MPs, more than 15%, of Tory MPs write letters of no confidence in the PM to Sir Graham Brady. He's the chairman of the 1922 Committee of Backbench MPs. So if he gets more than 54 letters of no confidence in the PM, then that triggers a confidence vote in the Prime Minister. Now, if currently they are 359 Tory MPs, and so if the Prime Minister gets the backing of 180 of these MPs, then he has got a majority. And so technically he can stay in office and continue as Prime Minister.
How rare is it for a PM to face a leadership vote?
Yes, this happens now and then. It's a very bad sign for the Prime Minister. It happened to Theresa May. She won and still soldiered on. But there's a view that if there is a vote for confidence, often at the Prime Minister, even if they win, they may still only have months left in their premiership.
If Johnson wins, are there other ways for disgruntled Conservative MPs to get him out of power?
Yes, there are other ways. So in theory, there couldn't be another leadership confidence vote for another year. But there are two by-elections coming up at the end of June in Devon, in Tiverton and Hoddesdon, and in Wakefield. And if the Tories lost both of those, then there could be fresh moves to oust him if he were to remain in office by winning tonight. So even though technically you can't have another vote of confidence, at Westminster it's all about power and momentum. And so there are always ways, or normally always ways, to make things happen if MPs want that to happen. Because at the end of the day, we live in a parliamentary democracy. And so if you can't command a majority in Parliament, then it's very hard for Prime Minister to carry on.
Has a Prime Minister ever come back from a confidence vote and had a long leadership afterwards?
That is possible. And what is certainly clear, or what's certainly expected, is that Boris Johnson will fight on. He even if he wins by just one vote, he is expected to try and stay in office. So certainly there's a view that he's very, very unlikely to go willingly, even if there is a very big revolt. And obviously, it could be less than 100, MPs who rebel against him, which it would still be damaging if it's kind of obviously what we expect is, or we pretty much know is that, well, at least 54, because 54 have sent in letters demanding a confidence vote. So even that is pretty bad for the Prime Minister. He might restrict it below 100, but to be in this situation is a very difficult situation for a Prime Minister.
Is this the beginning of the end for Boris Johnson's leadership?
It could be. Some MPs have said that. There's an MP called John Penrose, who is his anti-corruption champion. He's the MP for Weston-super-Mare. This morning, he said he thinks it's the end of Boris Johnson. Having said that, lots of cabinet ministers have come out defending Mr. Johnson. So it's still all to play for.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there to hear more from Nicola Cecil about how the Conservatives can recover from this. Whilst you're here, why not give the leader a rate and follow?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. We're speaking before the vote takes place. What's the mood like currently at Westminster as everyone's waiting for this vote?
There's a very frenzied mood at Westminster. So MPs are talking to each other. They're in the tea rooms. They're having lunch earlier. And lots of pressure has been now applied from both sides. So the whips will be talking to MPs, trying to cajole them into supporting the Prime Minister. Then the rebels will also be making their case, urging colleagues basically to seize the moment now and get rid of him. Jeremy Hunt, the former Foreign Secretary, he is seen as a leading contender to replace Mr. Johnson if he was toppled. He has remained silent for weeks, but he broke cover this morning and said he will be voting for change. So that was quite a dramatic intervention. But MPs are having to weigh up lots and lots of important facts at the moment, what they think is best for the country, what they think is best for their party, and also what they think is best for them individually.
You mentioned Jeremy Hunt. Who are the other contenders to potentially replace Boris Johnson if he were to go?
Other contenders include Nadeem Zahawi, who is the Education Secretary, possibly Sajid Javid, the Health Secretary, Liz Truss, the Foreign Secretary. She's seen as very likely to throw her hat into the ring. Michael Gove might possibly do so. And Tom Tugendhat, the Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, may well do so. Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has seemed to have performed very well during the Ukraine conflict. And I'm sure there may well be other MPs who do so as well.
Is there a favourite?
No, there's no clear favourite. And actually, the one I didn't mention, obviously, was Chancellor Rishi Sunak. So even though his star dropped significantly after he was fined £50 for attending a surprise birthday party for Boris Johnson in Number 10 during the COVID restriction period, and the controversy over his wife Nomdon status. So he saw his popularity dip. But I wouldn't rule him out to make a comeback. So there's no clear front runner. And this is one of the arguments being made by Boris Johnson's allies, is that who will replace him? There's no clear standout person to do that. Previously, Rishi Sunak was that person. And therefore, if he hadn't been tainted by the controversies that hit him, then more MPs might be prepared to vote against Mr. Johnson. But that's not the case.
This confidence vote comes at a time when there's the cost of living crisis, there's a war in Ukraine. What will this do for public opinion of the Conservatives?
This is likely to further harm the Conservatives standing in the polls. The public generally do not like divided parties. And there's already a furious war of words taking place between the former health secretary, Jeremy Hunt, and Nadine Dorries, the culture secretary, who's one of Boris Johnson's staunchest allies. So there's a civil war going on in the Conservative Party now. It is already trailing Labour by a significant margin, 6 to 8 points in the polls. And that gap is unlikely to close if the Tory party is very divided and is embroiled in infighting.
Can the Conservative Party recover from all this?
Yes, it will be difficult. The parties can recover. Often you need a reason to do so. The cost of living crisis makes it more difficult. But if you're looking ahead to the next general election, if the cost of living crisis has eased by then voters may be in a more forgiving mood. But if voters are feeling very hard up themselves, that they may be less willing to give the government the benefit of the doubt.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.